Right. Now, shyness and modesty and haya, there are different types. One is modesty in front of Allah. One is modesty in front of others. Then there's some wrong modesty, misunderstood modesty. So we'll quickly go through that. The best modesty is modesty before Allah. Because if you're modest before Allah, and Allah is always watching, then we're always going to be modest because Allah is always watching. Followed by modesty before people. However, only in those things which entail no disobedience and is not disliked.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala al-mab'uthi rahmatan lil alameen wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa baraka wa sallama tasliman kathiran ila yawmiddin amma ba'd.
Okay, let us talk about shamelessness. Behayai, shamelessness. In Arabic, waqaha. It's called waqaha, opposite of haya. Now, we have to be careful here, is that what is haya? What is modesty? Haya is modesty. Haya kya cheez hai, right? So firstly, haya and modesty refers to this capacity and power to restrain oneself. Why? I'm going to restrain myself from doing this out of fear of committing a morally repulsive act. Ek bura fail hai. Main isko nahi karna chahta hoon. I can't let myself do it. Main aisi baat nahi kar sakta hoon. Main aisa kaam nahi kar sakta hoon. That feeling is haya. That means we have to have boundaries. We have to have principles. If you don't have boundaries and you're willing to do anything, then you can't have haya. Haya are boundaries. No, this is my line. I know he's doing this, but I can't do this. Now, some people will swear at others, but they will never swear back. That's not something I do. It is narrated that Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu said, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, be shy in front of Allah. This is the beautiful hadith. Have haya from Allah. Have haya, which is modesty, shyness in front of Allah, as much as is his right. So the Sahaba said, we are ashamed in front of Allah, Ya Rasulullah. We are ashamed. May Allah be praised. Alhamdulillah. The Prophet ﷺ said, no, you've not understood it correctly. That's not what I mean. Shyness in front of Allah. Now look how comprehensive this is. Shyness in front of Allah. Proper haya is, meaning proper haya according to the right that Allah deserves from us, that much haya, is that you safeguard your head, which means the whole head, your stomach, and all of your limbs and faculties and everything they contain. So if we're protecting, if we're safeguarding our head, that means we're safeguarding our ears, safeguarding our tongue, safeguarding our eyes. And the next point, he says, and that you remember death and the decaying bones in the grave. That's a wake-up call that keeps us grounded. Then he says, then the Prophet ﷺ said, whoever truly seeks the afterlife, just whoever seeks the akhirah, will inevitably, definitely discard the ornaments of this life. Meaning, he won't be running after just... He'll get what he needs, but he's not after just beauty. So his phone works. He's not going to buy the next one just because it's the new one. If he needs it, he'll buy it. But he's not going to buy a new one and give Chanda to Apple every year, even though there's nothing extra you're getting. Now, some people, they give Chanda, charity to Apple every year by getting a new iPhone, even though they don't need it. It's just slightly different design, and it's the number 15 instead or 16 instead of 10 or 15 or 14. That's all it is. So he's giving charity because they need your charity, mashallah. You know, give it to the masjid instead. So if you need it, bismillah, go ahead and buy it if you can. Alhamdulillah. So he says that whoever truly seeks the afterlife will discard the ornaments of this life and prefers the everlasting life over this fleeting life. Whoever does all of this, he has been truly shy in front of Allah as much as is his right. That's the beautiful hadith. Right, now, shyness and modesty and haya, there are different types. One is modesty in front of Allah. One is modesty in front of others. Then there's some wrong modesty, misunderstood modesty. So we'll quickly go through that. The best modesty is modesty before Allah. Because if you're modest before Allah, and Allah is always watching, then we're always going to be modest because Allah is always watching. Followed by modesty before people. However, only in those things which entail no disobedience and is not disliked. What does that mean? For example, you're a naturally shy person. Somebody's doing something completely haram and wrong. Should you exercise your shyness there by not saying anything? Because you don't want to upset the boat. You don't want to be seen as somebody saying something. So yeah, you're happy. You even smile at the person. He's doing completely haram, zina kar raha hai. That shyness is blameworthy. It's haram, it's not right. So the shyness we're talking about is shyness for the deen. Many people are naturally shy. So wo unko kuch bolna acha nahi lagta hai. They don't like to step out. They don't like to make themselves, they don't want to make a point, you know. That's natural shyness. There's no reward for that. The reward is when you abstain and withhold yourself where it's strategically beneficial for the sake of the deen. What leads you to be shy is the deen, even though you are outgoing maybe, even though you would have done something, you would have said something. But in this case, no, for the sake of Allah, I'm not saying anything because it's bad. So haya we're talking about is haya and the shyness which is religious shyness, not just natural shyness. If you're an introvert, you don't say anything to anyone, then it might be fine most of the time, but sometimes when you should be saying something, or somebody tells you to give adhan, you can't give adhan. Because you're too shy to give adhan. You're too shy to do the iqamah. You're too shy to lead the prayer. That's not right. And you're the best person to lead the prayer, but no. I'm too... Mujhe sharam lag rahi hai. Right? Sharam aa rahi, you know? So, if shyness is going to create disobedience, such as shyness from commanding good or forbidding evil, or leaving the sunnah out. For example, you're shy to use the miswak. You're shy to wear a topi and cover your head. You're too shy to shorten your garment, so you let it dangle. You're too shy to keep it above, you know, above the ankles. You're shy to wear patched garments. If you had to, for example. You're shy to walk barefoot if you needed to. You don't have to. It's not a sunnah to walk barefoot like that, just like that. Wear shoes. But for example, if you had to get somewhere and jute nahi hai, and what are you going to do now? He says, riding a donkey, because in those days, donkeys, horses were better. So you're shy to ride a donkey. It doesn't mean like you're shy to sit in a small car. You have to have a big car. Nahi, main toh aisi choti gaadi mein toh nahi baith sakta. Badi gaadi lao, bhai. You're too shy to lick your fingers after you eat. Or clean up the dish, or finish off your tea. There's some people, they feel that it's some kind of special etiquette to leave a bit of tea at the end, in the cup. I don't know, some people think it's high class people do that. Some people think that isme agar kuch jadoo hoga to wo phir amal nahi karega, is wajah se hum aisa karte hain. It's a waste, man. Read Bismillahi ladhi la yadurru ma'asmihi. شَيْءٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا فِي السَّمَاءِ وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ أَعُوذُ بِكَلِمَاتِ اللَّهِ التَّامَّاتِ مِنْ شَرِّ مَا خَلَقَ. Or peel away and drink it. You're too shy to eat the food that falls off your plate. Hamariya ye tahzeeb nahi hai. This is against our style. You're too shy to say salam loudly. You're too shy to say salam or reply to the salam rather. Too shy to lead the prayer and the like. This is very, very blameworthy. This is blameworthy. Since really what this is buzdili, cowardice. Weakness in religion. Your yaqeen isn't strong enough. Or it's arrogance or ostentation, depending on which one it is. Even if we agree that it was just mere shyness, then why are you being shy from people? So you don't want to do this in front of people. Unse to aapko sharam aati hai. But not from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're not shy in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. for the same thing, and you can't even say this is wrong, or you can't even turn away, and you can't even move away? Are you too shy of them and not shy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah and His Messenger have more right for people to be shy of them. For indeed, what is the state of the one, he says, who has no shame before his very Creator? If you don't have any shyness, Allah ke samne sharam na ho to phir kya, you know, what have you got? What is it? He is your sustainer, your guide, your savior. And if you're being shy by neglecting divine commands and prophetic sunnats, yet who feels ashamed in front of impotent creatures, in other people, weak people, you feel shy in front of them just so that you can get their praise or pleasure, or you can gain unlawful wealth from them, or you can just be free of blame. You don't want them to criticize you or look down upon you or something like that. Yet this person does not care to flee from a severe punishment in the hereafter, nor from being excluded from the shafa'at and intercession of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We seek refuge in Allah from such a wretched state. Now we understand that there are two types of shyness, the natural shyness. You're not rewarded for that unless you use it correctly. If it's going to stop us from doing what's right, then that's not praiseworthy at all. The real praiseworthy haya and shyness and modesty is what we do according to what Allah wants from us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us that tawfiq. May Allah grant us that tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana an alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام تبارك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حنان يا منان لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين جزا الله عنا محمدا ما هو أهله يا الله have mercy on us يا الله have mercy on the entire ummah يا الله bless us all يا الله accept whatever little worships that we can do أو الله allow us to do many many deeds do not allow us to consider even small deeds to be insignificant يا الله Allah Ta'ala bless us abundantly. Allah Ta'ala bless us abundantly. Ya Allah, have mercy on the entire ummah, especially our brothers and sisters who are suffering in Palestine, in Gaza and other places. Grant them their freedom and their respect. Oh Allah, grant them their honor. Oh Allah, grant us all mercy and grant us all concern and compassion for others. Grant us religious chivalry. Oh Allah, grant us muru'ah and decency. Oh Allah, grant us waqar and honor. O Allah, grant us self-respect. O Allah, protect us from hardness and harshness. Ya Allah, protect us from hardness and harshness, especially if it's part of our tabi'ah, if it's part of our nature. Ya Allah, assist us in overcoming this. Ya Allah, allow us to correct ourselves and improve ourselves and enhance ourselves before we die, Ya Allah, so that we can die in the best of states, Ya Allah. Do not allow us to die in a bad state, Ya Allah. Protect us from such shyness which is incorrect, which makes us fail to reveal what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to reveal, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, assist us in this regard. Protect us and our children from all of the fitan and the challenges which are out there, Ya Allah. And oh Allah, grant us blessing in our entire family and our descendants until the day of judgment. Oh Allah, bless all of those who contribute to this masjid, who organize these programs, the imams, Ya Allah, the committee members, and all those who attend and who support the masajid in the various different ways. Oh Allah, whatever projects this masjid and our other masajid have, oh Allah, allow them to be completed. Oh Allah, protect them, remove the obstacles and the hindrances from their path, and oh Allah, make these truly the stars for the inhabitants of the heavens to look down and see these places as illuminated places, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, accept from all of us and make this Ramadan more blessed than any Ramadan before it. Make us closer to you than we've ever been before, Ya Allah. And allow us to remain close to you and to gain the shafa'a of your messenger, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhana rabbika, rabbil izzati amma yasifuna wa salamun ala al-mursaleen wa alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.
The point of a lecture is to encourage people to act, to get further, an inspiration, an encouragement, persuasion. The next step is to actually start learning seriously, to read books, to take on a subject of Islam and to understand all the subjects of Islam, at least at their basic level, so that we can become more aware of what our deen wants from us. And that's why we started Rayyan courses, so that you can actually take organized lectures on demand whenever you have free time, especially, for example, the Islamic Essentials course that we have on there, the Islamic Essentials Certificate, which you take 20 short modules. And at the end of that, inshallah, you will have gotten the basics of most of the most important topics in Islam, and you'll feel a lot more confident. You don't have to leave lectures behind. You can continue to leave, to listen to lectures, but you need to have this more sustained study as well. Jazakallah khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.